Rich, you gave a shocking statistic today during your presentation regarding expected demand of water in one area of Florida versus what the supply is likely to be. Can you share that with us?
Sure. I was referring to an area of Central Florida that includes Seminole, Orange, Polk, Osceola, and a portion of Lake County, termed that it's described as the Central Florida Water Initiative. This is where the three big water management districts, St. John's River, Southwest Florida, and South Florida Water Management Districts, all come together in that central part of the state. It's also one of the fastest growing parts of the state, and it even is one of the fastest growing regions in the country. And the 20-year water demand estimates for how much fresh water is that region of Florida going to need is about 250 MGD, million gallons per day, more than what the anticipated natural system can provide. It will require the investment of large amounts of money. I think it's currently estimated at somewhere in the 2.2 to 2.4 billion, with a B, dollar range, to underwrite the cost of developing alternative water supplies to meet that 250 million gallon per day shortfall.
You also mentioned that we won't run out of water, but we will run out of cheap water. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Obviously, weather plays a big role in the availability of water in Florida. You know, we get 50 to 60 inches of rainfall a year, some years more, some years less. But in order to sustain a growing economy, a vibrant agricultural industry, job creation, population growth, we've got to invest more money in being better stewards of the natural systems and also figuring out better ways to use the water more than one time. We need to recycle the water more frequently. We need to expand wastewater treatment plant reuse programs. There's a number of things that we need to do to help us grow the water pie, to make it available to meet those future needs. But those are all very expensive. And that's why I say we won't run out of water. We'll run out of the cheap water, because it's going to cost us more over time to make sure we have enough to continue to support population and economic growth.
There has been a loss of ag acres in Florida, but this does not mean that we are using less water in ag. Can you explain that?
If you look at the trends over, say, the last 4 or 5 decades in Florida, we clearly are losing gross agricultural lands. We're dropping, maybe about 100,000 acres or so every 5 to 10 years in total ag lands. But the percentage of the ag lands that are irrigated or the fraction of ag lands that have irrigated has remained roughly flat. And in fact, I think the trend now is that while we may still lose gross agricultural acres, we're going to see the agricultural activity that occurs on the remaining acres intensify. So we're going to have an uptick in irrigated acres, and that means that just because we're losing ag land doesn't mean we need less water. We're going to need to continue to maintain or expand the amount of water used for agriculture, slightly, not a great deal, in order to support that increased acreage going under irrigation.
The domestic needs for water have now surpassed the agricultural needs in Florida.
That's correct. I think the estimates are that sometime around 2011 or 2012 or 13, the volume of fresh water used in Florida for public supply surpassed agriculture. Agriculture used to be the largest user and had been for years and decades before, but around that time period, the amount of water now used for public utilities to deliver to homeowners has exceeded agriculture's demand. That's a function of our increased population, obviously. It's also partially attributable to the fact that even though more acres in agriculture have come under irrigation over the last 10 or 15 years, for sure, we've actually used slightly less water. So it's also a function of the efficiency of the agricultural community in adopting newer technologies, better water management facilities and infrastructure, so they can be more efficient with the water that they do have access to.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.